guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Coach Cody podcast. I don't know if you noticed, maybe one, two, all two of you may have noticed, but last week I did not put out a new episode on the podcast. I did not plan to not put out an episode, but I ended up getting sick with COVID. So that was super fun. It was a pretty miserable existence for the last week or so. I am mostly better now. I just have the whole nose congestion, sinus congestion still happening, so that's fun. I feel like I've spent the last, it's been over a week now, but as soon as I started feeling better with COVID, my back started flaring up, and right before I got COVID, my shoulder started acting up again, so it's been a weird week for me mentally, I'm not going to lie. Especially, you know, as a bodybuilder and you have goals and I've been working around the shoulder injury for quite some time now. And I was actually scheduled for surgery a few weeks after my last show. But considering I qualified for nationals, I ended up canceling the surgery with, support and recommendation from my surgeon. He was just like, yeah, no, that's too important. Let's push it back and let's do what we can to keep you going. So that means cortisone shots. So I've been getting cortisone shots on my shoulder like every 3 months or so. And the problem with that is, there is a limit to how many you could do with that because there is a risk for it weakening the soft tissues around it, weakening tendons. So potentially you could end up worse if you push it too hard. So of course, I haven't had anxiety about that, but my cortisone shot wore off. So I made an appointment with my doctor, just being like, how long can I go on like this? Like, how long can I just get the cortisone shots and, stay out of surgery? And he couldn't really give me a direct answer. He's like, you could be fine. You could do this for years without any bad side effects. Or, you could have one more and have a tendon rupture or something along those lines. Now that I talked to him, we kind of decided it would be a good idea, just for my own peace of mind, to get an updated MRI since it's been a couple years since I had one, just to see if there's any new developments, because if it's worse or if there's anything that's like very obviously, getting worse, then I might have to opt for surgery just so I can prolong my shoulder joint. In the long term, I've always got to think long term. Of course, I would love to go to nationals and, put that on, my bucket list, check that off my bucket list. But, if I want to keep competing, I have to have a healthy shoulder and I don't want to blow out my shoulder. If I don't have to. Bad thing is like surgery is, it's like a 6 month recovery. He's thinking that, I've got a labrum tear towards like the back of my shoulder that's causing some instability. So yeah, that would be a pretty pretty long recovery that I'm trying to avoid. So I just decided to opt for the MRI, but in turn I have to hold off on the cortisone shot, and I wasn't able to get an appointment for an MRI until May 1st. So it's been a lot. And, even when I was able to get back in the gym after being sick, I still had, like, the back and shoulder pain. And there's just some times where you almost just start laughing of, like, wow, I'm just really uncomfortable. Like, I'm old now, and this is probably just life. And, fun times, but I guess it's more like life of an older bodybuilding athlete. Older athlete, whatever. You got arthritis, you got to train a little bit differently. Things just change as you age, unfortunately. And I'm aware of this, but there's definitely something going on with the shoulder that I've known about for a while. So we'll see what the MRI shows and I'll keep you posted. Not that y'all want to know, but hey, that's my reality right now, just so you know. I've got a lot of anxiety, a lot of discomfort. And when it comes to the back, I've got some bulging discs. I've got a new one. It's not something you want to have that's new. Like, new things are cool, except when it comes to bulging discs and injuries. But my insurance is giving me a hard time trying to get some Well, first of all, number one option would be PRP for the bulging disc, but unfortunately insurance doesn't cover it, and it's like $2,500. So I'm not going to go that route right now, but cortisone shots, you know, insurance keeps denying my ability to get a cortisone shot. So we're just kind of playing things by ear and taking some Advil and trying to get through everything. But anyways, didn't mean to start this off as a Debbie Downer, but speaking of discomfort, I wanted to talk about bodybuilding prep, what to expect, and the reality of it, especially if you've never competed before. So if you're someone who's looking to compete, I'm going to give you like an unfiltered idea of what to expect and what to expect, you know, from a coach, or, you know, how I coach when it comes to prep. You know, every coach is different. So just because I do something one way doesn't mean like another coach is going to do it the same way. But I can talk about the differences in coaching, how I coach versus coaching someone who's just a lifestyle client or just a weight loss client or etc. So on that note, I always say there's two versions of me. There is Coach Cody, and then there is Prep Coach Cody. They are two different personalities. I mean, they're both decently kind, but the Prep Coach Cody is going to be a lot harder. Because I expect more, right? I'm going to treat you like an athlete, and my job is to get you on stage looking the best that you can, and my job is to push you to give your 100% effort. And I have high expectations of myself as a coach, and I also have high expectations of my athletes. So that being said, I'm not the type of coach who yells and belittles and shames. I'm still here for support, but I will be honest. So let's say you're getting ready for a show and you weren't exactly staying on track and you weren't ready. I would tell you if you're ready or not. I'm not going to be like, no, you're fine. You look great. Like, if you're going to step on stage and you're stepping on stage under my name, I will tell you if I think you're ready or not. Worst case scenario, we could pick a different show to do at a later time. But it is really important that you show up stage ready as you step on stage. This is a sport. It is a competitive sport. It is not like a participation trophy type of sport. So I always expect there to be a level of seriousness that is taken when someone signs up with me to compete in a bodybuilding show. So, you know, when it comes to just lifestyle coaching, people looking to improve their health, maybe lose some weight or maybe gain some muscle, I'm not going to be as hard. I will allow for wiggle room, a little bit more balance and moderation. And, you know, essentially the theme is always like, it's okay, put it in the past and keep moving forward. But it's a little different when it comes to bodybuilding prep, because what is in the past is in the past, but it still affects the future, because we have a timeline we're on, right? When you're a lifestyle client, there isn't really a timeline. You're on your own timeline. It's not a race, so it's okay if you mess up because you can just keep moving forward. But with bodybuilding, it's very calculated. So there's less wiggle room for messing up, for sure. And I always say, like, you know, with lifestyle clients, I always say, you know, don't go have the all or nothing mindset, or, you know, this isn't about being perfect. But when it comes to bodybuilding athletes, I always say, you can't necessarily be perfect, but I want you to try as fucking hard as you can to be perfect. And that's what I do. I have this saying that's like every grain of rice to the last grain, because I weigh everything out when I'm in prep religiously to the gram, to the one grain of rice. It is all weighed out because it's the one thing I can control, right? So that's the thing that I focus on, and I make sure everything is weighed out precisely. When it comes to lifestyle clients, it's a little different. Maybe you're like 5 grams over on the rice. Not a huge deal. So I just wanted to differentiate a little bit between just regular lifestyle, general fitness clients versus bodybuilding clients. If you've competed before, you probably are going to know and, you know, personally have your own personal experience with the things I'm going to talk about. But if you are new and you think you want to compete in bodybuilding either this year or in the future, I'm going to give you the unfiltered sugar, non-sugar-coated version. So here we go. So prep. how far you start out depends. How much fat are you carrying around? If you carry around a good bit of extra fat, earlier the better to start. If you're decently lean, then you can start a little bit later. I feel like the perfect amount of, you know, when to start would be around 16 weeks. Gives you enough time, if there is anything that pops up, you know, usually there's enough time to, like, pivot. 20 weeks is definitely good, too, but I like to reserve that for folks who, you know, maybe went a little too far on the bulk during the off season. Sometimes you can even do more. That's why it's like you don't want to put on too much fat in the off season. You can only gain so much muscle. So putting on too much fat in your off season is just going to make it harder to prep and get that fat off of you when you're ready for a show. So although bulking does require some fat gain, don't take it overboard. It will just make things harder in the long run. So even bulking is calculated. It's not something that's just like eat everything in sight, eat everything and anything. It's not like that. Health still matters in a bulk as well. And the better your body is functioning and the healthier you are, the better results you're going to see. So food choices are still important, along with stress levels and sleep and all that stuff. So prep. So let's say we start out 16 weeks away from show. You're going to expect to kind of titrate up things like cardio, and then also simultaneously dropping calories. And this is something that is adjusted weekly to the point where it gets, let's see. So like when I did my prep, I think the lowest my calories got were about 1400, and that was on my off days from the gym. And I think I'll just go into a little bit about my prep just so you get an idea of what it might feel like. So started my prep 16 weeks out. Started out pretty chill, 30 minutes of cardio. I also like to set a step goal because you want to get a base level of activity because our bodies are pretty smart. The lower body fat we have, the less calories we consume, our body starts to adapt in ways we don't even notice. It's pretty subconscious, and that could be by not moving as much because your body's like, we're going to preserve energy. So you tend to fidget less, you get up less often, you don't move around as much. All of that contributes to like your calorie burn. So if we set a step goal, we know that you're at least going to be burning roughly around the same calories from when you started prep towards the end. And having that activity level stay the same is really important so that there's no mystery of like, okay, we dropped your calories, but you're not losing any more fat. What's going on? If we didn't have a step goal, it's probably because it's like, oh, you just stopped moving. You're not stepping as much as you used to. So usually there's a step goal on top of some designated cardio. For me, that was the treadmill, but I had to switch to elliptical because my knee decided to swell because I'm an old man. See all the injuries. But there's usually always a way to pivot. And that moved to an hour of cardio every day, which I would not recommend. I think that really kind of fucked me up. Usually, there's at least one day of complete rest, and I did not have that for a really long time up until 2 weeks out. And I got pretty sick because I had a UTI. My immune system was probably pretty shot. I wasn't sleeping well. I had hardly any body fat. I dropped about 10 pounds in a week, mostly water because my calories got slashed pretty quickly. And I was feeling it. Like, my body felt so heavy. My legs, I felt like I couldn't hardly lift them to walk and get up the stairs. It was bizarre. I've never felt that type of exhaustion before. And I've done a few preps before, but this last one was especially brutal. I don't know if it's because I was older or just because I wasn't given enough rest. So I always recommend at least one full day of rest in prep, and that is what I do with my athletes. But I was doing 60 minutes of cardio every day on the elliptical or treadmill, keeping my heart rate above 120. And then I was doing the steps and my usual workouts. And I will say, like, it doesn't, you tend to be pretty focused in the beginning, and it doesn't really get hard until I'd say about like 6 weeks out, maybe eight, depending. And it's about that point where you start to like get overwhelmed with feeling hungry. You should expect to feel hungry. There's nothing you can really do about it. There's a lot of things in prep that you just have to accept. And basically, it's just a whole lot of discomfort. And you have to kind of make friends with the discomfort. And I always like to see, it is like a spiritual journey. It does test you. It tests your limits and how much discomfort you can handle. And it also builds your tolerance to discomfort. So I'm always thankful for prep. I always feel like I come out stronger in the end because I'm like, I can tolerate so much more afterwards because everything else just seems so easy. Once it's done, you're like, as long as I can eat my food and I'm not feeling hungry and tired, life's all right. There's not a whole lot to complain about. Definitely just know that bodybuilding takes things to the extreme. It is not your usual just weight loss journey. It's going to be really uncomfortable. You're going to be really tired. And there's no listening to your body as much in prep because your body's going to tell you to stop basically every day. But you really have to turn that switch and then just tell yourself, like, you're fine, but you have to keep going. And that's part of the discomfort in learning how to push through. So expect that, you know, you're going to have times where your body's going to tell you to rest and to stop, but like, that's just not really there's allowance for rest in prep, but you still got to check off all the boxes. There's not just a random like, oh, I'm just not feeling it today, so I think I'm going to take a rest day. Like, that's not how you handle prep. How you handle prep is, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but I'm going to go do the best I can anyways, and then that's another day checked off, another day closer to the stage. And there's nothing like feeling, like you gave your 110% when you get up and you step on stage. You know if you left no stones unturned as you're posing on stage. I know I personally know. And regardless of wherever I place, if I know I didn't give my 100%, then I am not going to be feeling good about pretty much anything. Because bodybuilding is a subjective sport. So in my head, I'm winning as long as I did everything possible in my control to bring the best physique to the stage. So that's just something that you kind of have to remember. That, don't let yourself get caught up in comparing to other people, because you really are just there to bring your best physique because you are being judged, but it's subjective. So that's like the other crazy making part of bodybuilding, that you basically have to torture yourself to be judged subjectively by, you know, judges against others. But yeah, so sorry if this is a bit rambly. Still have a little bit of a brain frog. I have a brain frog. Okay. So, bodybuilding. You're going to have pretty extreme, low calories. This is where you start to kind of get really creative in the kitchen to find a way to keep yourself full. Shit gets weird. You kind of get into weird combos with things that you will definitely not continue to eat past prep. It's just basically you're starving and everything tastes good. You also have to stay pretty rigid with your routine. If you're going to, if you're going to be starting prep, don't plan like 3 vacations during your prep. That, unless you want to not show up your best. Like, also reminds me, you have to make sure your partner is on board. They need to know the reality of what prep consists of, because it could be just as much of a surprise for them. So, my partner, Des, she actually has been through a prep with me before, so she knew what to expect. But she's super supportive and understanding. And you have to get creative sometimes of, like, how to have, quote-unquote, date nights. But we would kind of just, we would eat at home because I'd have to make my meals. And then we'd still spend time together. And I think that's the thing that we emphasized the most. It didn't matter where we were. It just mattered that we got to spend time together. So that might be a conversation that you need to have with your partner. You want to make sure your relationships are solid because they're not going to get any better in prep. Sometimes relationships don't even make it through prep because, yes, it is that hard. And if you are someone who's used to going out to eat a lot, maybe that's how you and your partner connect and bond. It's going to be tough. You're going to have to figure out a different way to bond and spend time together. So whatever that might look like, maybe just going to the movies, but it's going to smell like delicious popcorn, but don't eat it, okay? Maybe you could go mini golfing if you have the energy, you know, or you could compromise with the meal at home and watching Netflix and just being happy to be in each other's presence and spending time with each other. But just make sure you're on the same page before you get started with things, because it can be straining on relationships. I'm really lucky to have someone who I feel like is just as excited and supportive of my goals as I am, which is very rare, and I definitely don't take that for granted. But you do need to have that conversation. Another thing to make sure before you start prep is that you're not going into it with an already very, very stressful life. Like if your work schedule is all over the place, maybe you're not sleeping well. Maybe you've got just a lot of life stressors going on. I would not recommend going into a prep if you're already stressed as fuck because it's only going to magnify your stressors. So make sure you have your ducks in a line. Your relationship needs to be solid. Your stress levels, you know, a little stress is unavoidable. But just make sure you're not so overwhelmed that you're about to have a mental breakdown even before you start prep. Another thing is be prepared financially. Bodybuilding is not a cheap sport because you have to pay for, you know, coaching fees and maybe you need a posing coach as well. But also you got your entrance fees, you've got your tanning fees, your food and supplement fees. It's a lot of money that goes into it. A lot of money. Oh yeah, and then like your trunks, those are expensive. And if you need to get them tailored, all depending on what division you're in. So definitely a lot of expenses, which can also be a stressor. So save your money. Make sure you've got a good amount saved to put aside to enable you to be prepared for any expenses that come your way during prep. You know, sort out your relationship. Get your stress levels down. Book some massages during prep, because that's one way to cope outside of food to bring your stress down. Hey, you can even do a double date with a massage with your partner. I feel like that's a great way to connect and spend time together and relax, and it's outside of food. So those are like the three major things to make sure you have in place before you start the prep. I am all over the place with this. We're going from starting to middle. Oh, sorry, guys. But so more about when you're in like the heat of prep, just know that you have to make things not optional. Your cardio is not optional. Eating your food, hitting your macros or eating on meal plan, whichever, is not optional. And you have to also remember that you signed up for this. No one is forcing you to do it. Doing bodybuilding is a privilege. Like, there are starving people around the world, and you are purposefully starving by choice because we have that choice. So when I say it's a privilege, that's what I mean, to purposefully and strategically starve in order to look a certain way. Like, that's privilege. So you have to make sure that you are in prep with a certain amount of gratitude. And, you know, just check yourself sometimes if you're feeling sorry for yourself because you're hungry and you only have XYZ to eat. Like, nah, you chose this. You need an attitude adjustment. yeah, it's hard. And there's going to be moments that you want to just break down. But you really have to keep putting things in perspective. So that also being said, if you want to find ways to not annoy your coach, when you're given something, don't try to, like, if I give you a certain amount of macros or a certain amount of cardio, don't try to, like, MacGyver or, you know, hack your way into getting something you want. Like, if your biggest goal as an athlete is to take what your coach gives you and, like, basically doing the bare minimum of what you're assigned to, like, check that off, you also might need to check your attitude. Like, is your heart really in it? Because if you're trying to find ways to create shortcuts within this prep, you do need to ask yourself, like, is your heart in this? Just because, it is a hard sport. It's extreme sport, and if your heart is in it, you're gonna wanna show up and do your best and not try to negotiate with yourself or your coach. So those are some pretty big things to consider and remember. It's all about perspective, and the best feeling, especially if you've never competed before, I will tell you that getting to the finish line, being on that stage and presenting all those weeks of hard work is really just is priceless. All the expenses, all of the discomfort, when you make it up there, it changes your life because you did something that you never thought you were capable of. And there's probably many times along the way where you question if you're going to make it, or you're just like so damn uncomfortable you wanted to throw in the towel. So when you do actually make it up on that stage, make the most of it. Try to stay present and know that, like, the day of the show, all the hard work is already behind you. You're ready. You show off all that hard work. Try to have as much fun as you can. I know I can't say that I enjoy the stage part as much because I'm very socially anxious. I just like the competition of it. So when it comes to social anxiety, the only thing that I can overcome social anxiety with is competition. That's the only thing that will get me to like put all the anxiety aside just for the sake of like finishing what I started and competing. So yeah, I think, there's not really much else I can say about the bodybuilding prep. Is just I just want, if you're new and you're thinking about competing this year, just know it is going to be hard. Nothing about it is going to be easy. So just make sure you're prepared for how hard it is exactly. You have to find new ways. If food is a way of coping, when you're feeling a certain way, you're gonna have to find a new coping mechanism. It really does show you a lot about yourself. So you always come out of it learning a lot. You can come out of it a lot stronger as well. I do like to say, like, I wouldn't just do a bodybuilding show because you wanted to get in shape. You can do that outside of doing a bodybuilding show. And bodybuilding does, I mean, depends. It can have like negative impacts on your relationships with food and your relationships in general. If you let it, it can affect your life negatively. But it doesn't have to, as long as your head's in the right space and you know what you're getting into when you enter prep. But just don't enter it blindly thinking it's all fun and games and it's going to be a piece of cake, because it's not. I also want to remind you that bodybuilding prep is not the pursuit of health. It is extreme. You're pushing your body to the extreme. And I don't want anyone to ever think that bodybuilding in and of itself is a pursuit of health. It is not. It is a pursuit of competition. And you do go to extremes in order to, do your best and place your best and all that. So those are the biggest differences. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we could talk about, like, so it gets hard around, like I said, the 8 week, 6 week mark, and that's where you really have to start digging deep. You have your peak week, depending on how you've done, can be a little bit better because you start to, get some more food in your body because you're filling up the muscles for show day. Yeah, no, I think we don't have to talk about all that. I wanted to get across that bodybuilding prep is no joke. And if you want to compete, you have to expect it to be hard. So that's the main thing that I wanted to put across out there, because it is about to be, there's a lot of shows that start in the fall, and prep for that will be starting here very soon. I know specifically there is a trans bodybuilding show that is in November this year. So if you're thinking about competing in the Trans Bodybuilding Show or an MPC show, just know that prep starts early. You don't want to start prepping in October if your show is in November. When I say like 20 weeks, 16 weeks, like the shortest prep that I would ever would like to see would be 12 weeks if you're starting out already very lean. 12 weeks is cutting it, all right? So expect a long prep start soon so you don't get on stage looking like you woke up and decided to do a bodybuilding competition that day. All right, so I think I'll wrap it up here. I'm still not feeling so great, so thanks for hanging in here with my rambles. Pray for me. No, I'm just kidding. We'll keep you posted on like the shoulder and the back stuff. Hopefully I survive. I'm still not sure if I'm going to be prepping. If it was like a perfect world, what I would love to do is to compete in the same show that I did last year, re-qualify for nationals, and then do the national show the week following. That's basically what I could have done last year, but I just wasn't prepared for it. And I knew that I wasn't big enough to be competitive nationally, so I didn't want to go, drive down to Los Angeles, 8-hour drive the next week, when I was already feeling pretty sick. It was a tough prep. Like I said, I got a UTI. That was pretty gnarly because my immune system was shot. I had a fever. I felt awful. I was nauseous. Luckily, my partner made me go to urgent care. And then I got on antibiotics and I started feeling better. But then I threw my back out. It was painful. Had to get my knee drained. So it was an all-around awful prep. So even doing nationals a week later, I just in my head, I knew I was like, I don't think I have anything left in me. And that was kind of like a bittersweet feeling because I knew that I gave it everything I had. But I also knew that I was just tapped out. And I don't think I've ever like met my limits in that way like I did that time. So yeah, so I would love to compete this year and then re-qualify for nationals. But there's a little bit hanging, a little bit of a mystery depending on the injuries, the shoulder specifically. But also, you know, I also have a coach. Because, you know, even coaches have coaches because it, you know, helps me to be able to do my job and not have to focus on coaching myself. And so I'm just kind of following his guidance and letting him kind of guide me. And do you think I'm ready to compete nationally? Do you think I'm not? And if I'm not, then I'm just going to take more time to grow. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to hang this up. But thank you so much for listening. If you are planning to compete, yes, I do coach, I do prep athletes, so you can send me an email if you're interested, or I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. But also just know that expect it to be extreme and make sure you've got everything lined up for yourself to make it as smooth as you can, because it's gonna be a rough ride. All right, guys, that is it for this week. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any topics, suggestions, etc., if you're watching on YouTube, leave them down in the comments. Leave it a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you have the time and you are willing. That helps me out a ton. But yeah, hit me up if you are ever considering coaching. All the info will be in the description. But I will talk to you next time. Peace out.